A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 47. The crew of the Tin Sparrow have followed Dromedus' trail to the long-forgotten Sith planet of Dromon Kaas. Facing off against deadly native creatures in the jungle, the crew stumble upon two dark Jedi.
In the clearing, you see two figures in dark gray robes, and they are walking along the same path you guys are, and they don't seem to notice you just yet.
Kale, is that you?
Shh. Rogue buddies.
Guys, right up ahead.
Oh, no.
Yep. All right, B.
Yes. Those hooded figures turn around at the sound of Marky's voice.
Guys, they just turned around.
Oh, surprise.
They pull their hoods down and drop their cloaks. And there's one large male near human and one smaller female near human. The large one ignites a great saber, and the smaller one ignites two lightsabers. They're kind of like, I'm picturing Asajj Ventress's lightsabers, kind of like with the curved handle.
Yeah.
Amateurs!
And roll initiative. All right, Kale. 22.
24.
29.
24.
18.
First up is our boy Sawbone.
I'm going to use my jetpack and go up in the air, and I'm going to use the missile launcher on my back.
Nice!
Whoa.
Blast those fools.
Finally!
24.
It's an area attack, so they're still going to take half damage. Roll the damage.
Yeah, okay. That's 40.
Damn. That's a good chunk. Next up is Chubrub.
I'm actually going to hold my action until they get closer.
Okay. All right. Next up is Marky.
I'm going to throw a thermal detonator in between them.
Okay.
That is a 34.
Yeah, man.
31 damage.
Nice.
Damn.
For both.
That's good
both of
damage.
Them.
Actually, the female just sort of does like a motion, and the blast sort of gets absorbed in front of her.
Wait, so only one of them took the damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next up is actually the male dark gray Jedi. He's going to move forward. He's going to put himself 5 squares from Caleb, and he is going to fling his lightsaber at you. He hits you. You take 14 energy damage as it slashes across your body. And then it whoop, 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 back around and he catches it.
Chubra will take his turn now.
Okay.
Now that he is in range.
Oh, it's like that?
Yeah, I was just waiting for him to get up on me. Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to whip a grenade at him and then see what happens next.
Okay.
41.
Yeah, is that a move object?
Yeah, that's okay. My move action. 33 damage for that. And then I'm going to try and move object him. So Sawbones is directly in the air. So I'm actually going to try and put him on the ground in front of Mark Kenobi and Ryla.
Okay.
That's a 35.
He rebukes it.
Okay.
He just waves a hand.
Yeah, it's fine.
And just poof. He did take that blast full on in the face, but he is still trucking.
Yeah.
Looking good. Next up is Kale D-Bag.
I'm going to shoot that guy for touching my body with his sword.
Okay.
The first shot is a 27. The second shot is a 33.
That first shot He doesn't even react. It just zips right by his head. The second shot, with a lazy swipe of his lightsaber, he deflects it. Next up is actually, it is her turn. She's gonna move up 6. And then she, as a swift action, is going to snap her lightsabers together and say, since they have like a curved hilt and make sort of like an S shape. And then she launches that at Sawbone. She hits you with her lightsaber. You take 8 damage.
Oh, no problem.
Ain't no thing.
And that ain't nothing. Much. And then it comes back around and she catches it. Last but not least, Ryla. What she got?
I'm going to put my hilts together.
Oh.
To reveal my great sword.
Nice. I don't think anybody's seen her do this before.
You guys watch her. She takes her like lightsaber whip thing in her lightsaber and like snaps them together and it turns into like this purple, right?
Yeah.
This purple like great saber.
I think I'm going to just take a slight movement through here.
To get up a little bit.
Excuse me.
And I want to use draw closer.
Oh.
With the great saber, I dig it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Shit.
Get all your force powers back.
Get your full force power suite back.
Sweet.
So what's that total?
You go, girl.
Yeah, 38.
So yeah, you pull him in and slash him. Give me your attack roll.
18 on the attack.
18 on the attack. So you pull him up, and then you strike too soon.
But you did move him.
You whiffed. But you did move him. You pulled him up to you. And now it's Sawbone's turn.
Hell yeah.
So this dude's really close, and then the chick is a little farther away.
I'm going to take him and use Deadeye and shoot the dude that's really close.
Okay.
There it is.
Oh, that's a nat 20.
Oh, shit.
Which means that it's double damage an extra D8.
That is what that means.
And he does move down the condition track. And is she close to him?
Yeah.
Oh, she gets half the damage.
So she takes the splash.
54 damage.
54 Whoa. Damage to this dude?
And then half of that goes to the chick.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yet, surprisingly, he's not dead, but you did fuck his face up. And, yeah, she's not dead either, but she also took a good chunk. So, everyone give me a perception check.
23.
21.
29.
So, you all hear some, like, noises coming from the jungle to, like, the right of your group. It sounds like multiple fairly large creatures like crashing through the jungle and then bursting out into the clearing that y'all are in are 3 of the Yakuzists.
Oh, they've come back for revenge.
Because we killed the mother.
So one of them runs straight at the male and impales him on its horn. The other two just sort of trample the female and they're both just fucked, but now you have 3 pissed off
Yozics.
Bug triceratopses in front of you. What you got, Chubbs?
I'm gonna try and force stun the biggest one that's in like the closest to all of us.
I mean, they're all like this about the same size, but the closest one to
the one
you?
In the front. Yeah, the one in the front. I'm just gonna try and force let me pull it up.
Hey, can I suggest something?
What's up?
Befriend them.
I don't have that ability.
He doesn't have Beastmaster.
Hold on.
That is a talent you can get.
Marky, I do not have the ability to just make friends with fucking forest creatures. I lived in the forest for a while. That doesn't mean I speak to all forest animals.
Oh, I thought you spoke.
I eat most of them.
Well, eat the shit out of these.
I'm gonna if you just give me a goddamn minute.
Okay. You gotta get prepared. I get it.
So 38.
Goodness. So if it goes down one more on the condition track, it's helpless.
Ed. If you shoot the one that I just force stunned, it'll be helpless.
Okay.
If you can drop it on the condition track.
All right, next up is Mark.
Oh, yes. I'd like to move up. I'm going to use Battle Strike.
Okay.
So that's 29.
Not bad.
59 damage.
That takes it down. Well, it would take it down 3 more on the condition
track. Which makes it helpless.
But it is now helpless. As you have fucked it completely.
So he's still alive, he's just down?
Yeah, I mean, he's, like, down. Out of combat. Okay. Yeah. Kale.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
I'm just going to go ahead and...
Use Battle Strike.
Well, yeah, no. I'm going to use Battle Strike to shoot my guns. I'm going to smack those bitch up. 37?
Yeah.
35 for both shots.
Nice.
16 for that first damage.
Okay.
And 17 for the second shot.
Both of those actually take them down on the condition track.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
I get a plus 2 to my damage for the rest of the encounter.
Nice. So he's at a minus 2. Brittany, it's going to use its little pincer thingies.
I think we called them face sticks.
Yeah, it's going to use its face dicks.
Face chopsticks.
To try and attack you two times.
I was going to try to block with my use of force, and I got 30.
Okay, so the first strike, it hits so that 30 blocks it. And the second one misses. So the other one, he's going to charge at Kale.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Come to me.
He's just going to slam into you.
You want to hug?
Well, let's see if he hits it first.
He actually misses you.
What?
Because your reflex save is that good. He just sort of like spin move, and he just runs past you.
Olé!
Spin move!
So move him, Brittany. Move him on the other side.
Suck, bitch!
We're back up to the top with Sawbone.
I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and shoot the one that passed Kale in the eyeball.
Such a tiny target.
It's 30.
That's a what?
30.
30?
Fuck off.
Shaw.
Okay.
That's a hit.
Shaw.
30 damage.
30 damage, and it's hit in that eyeball. Next up is Chubrub.
I'm going to try and move object on the one that ran past Kale.
Oh, okay.
Flip it up in the air and then bring it over in front of Rilo on the other one.
Oh, shit. All right.
26.
Yeah.
27 to both of them.
Next up is Marky.
I'll go ahead and use another battle strike. Why not?
Okay.
Let's do it. All right, so that was 19. So I get one additional D6.
Okay.
For that. But I'll spend another force point to get an additional 2d6.
Nice.
Battle stricken.
I will do the attack roll now. A 33.
Yeah.
All right. 34 damage.
34 damage. Pretty good. Everybody give me a perception check.
18.
20.
16.
32. Jeez. So basically, Marky, actually no, Rila, you see it too. The two of y'all look up, and this little bit of advantage gives you the time you need. Give me an acrobatics check.
15.
Okay.
18.
Okay, I was looking for 15. Move yourselves to the adjacent square behind you. The reason y'all just dodged out of the way was because what you saw dropping down from the trees above you, it's a massive vine cat that comes slamming down on top of...
There's always a bigger...
The two of those Yozas.
They just keep taking each other out.
And it
Ed
crushes...
Ed got the reference. There's always a bigger,
bigger fish.
Fish.
It crushes one of them gross. And then bites the head off of the other one.
Yeah. Damn.
So, what do y'all do?
Whose turn is it?
Technically, it's Mark's turn, but if you want, it is distracted and you can exit combat and disengage from this foe.
I jump on its back.
I was just going to try and jump on its back.
I'm sorry, I won't take that from
you. Is there room for two?
There probably is.
You can't tame it.
Y'all can Mary Poppins your way up.
Jump?
Acrobatics check, followed by ride check. If you
I will
want
force
to
grip
that.
It while they do that, hold to on. Hold it still.
You let's, silly
let's
bitch.
Take the, let's take the vote in the room. Guys, do we want to run from this or do we want to do something stupid?
I don't want to be that guy, but we could just leave.
Well, let's have a roll off. If you win, we run.
Okay.
If I win,
okay.
We Jedi
jump. We do stupid shit.
All right, here we go.
Eight.
Ooh,
I guess we're
right.
Run.
We're
all
right.
All right,
shit.
Yeah. Thank fuck. That dude had so much HP. Yeah. Y'all would have beaten it, but it would have taken so goddamn long.
It would have just been like four rounds of us just holding it down and just murdering it brutally.
Yeah. You guys dart. You run the fuck out of there. You guys keep running until you can no longer hear the crunching gross noises of it eating those Yozas. Give me a perception check as you guys are running, trying to find the path and stuff to get the fuck out of there.
26.
26.
21.
Ooh.
21.
19.
Oh, Jesus. So Sawbone and Ryla find the path, and they lead you along and away from the Vine Cat. And you guys continue along until you come across a large temple in front of you.
Let's say all the Force users take a minute and collect themselves and get their Force powers back.
You guys rest a minute outside this temple. It's this giant clearing. There's no trees and stuff. You can see behind it, like, the clouds and stuff, and like, the storm and the lightning illuminates the giant temple.
Looks like.
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom.
Yeah. You see that the temple, it's old and falling apart, but the jungle doesn't seem to be touching it. There's no vines, there's no trees growing out of it, and the trees seem to be, like, kind of receding away from it. As you guys walk up and enter the temple...
How bad are you feeling about this, boys? And Ryla.
And Ryla.
Maybe you should just say, I got a bad feeling about this crew.
I got a bad feeling about this, comma, crew.
Who's comma?
It's a chameleon.
She comes and goes.
She comes and goes.
I hate you so much.
As you enter through the main entryway of the temple, you notice that the vines all stop at the door. Inside, it is dark and dusty and dirty. And,
like,
and
no one's been in here in ages.
Are the Force users feeling anything from this? Is it putting something off if the vines aren't?
Give me a use the Force check, my Force users.
Nat 20.
Hey,
28.
Wow. 42?
No, 43.
Jesus Christ. You feel this dark energy coming from this temple.
Okay, so there's a reason their vines are...
I think it's a tingling.
You guys walk through the main entrance halls, and you know these giant like corridors and stuff, but you enter into this main hall, and it is fucking huge. This temple is in Tor, so you should know it. It's huge. It's got two stories. There's like a not balcony, but... Like a second floor that runs around the...
Almost like a mezzanine.
Yeah, it runs around the top where you could see doorways and stuff up top where if you were to get up there, you could walk down passages and more hallways to other rooms and things inside of this temple. You notice that a large portion of the roof is missing where it is like caved in, but you don't see any rubble on the ground. But you also notice where the rubble should be that there's like this stone floor, but then it's broken away and it's been like replaced by like this metal floor. And it's like this dark gray metal. What are you guys doing?
Where there was a hole in the roof and there's a dark gray metal over like...
On the floor.
On the floor. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like you look up and you can see the sky. You can see the storm. You can see like through this hole. Like there's... It's not like pouring, but there's definitely rain coming down. And you look down the floor where you would think where the roof like fell in would be, but it's just the floor, but it's been replaced with like a metal surface. So you guys are standing there and looking about. What are you doing?
You guys, I say we get the fuck out of here as quickly as possible.
I say we remove the metal and jump down.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down with that idea.
You guys start to approach the metal and you hear a voice from above.
Oh, goddamn it. Goddamn it. I told you like four times there's going to be goddamn Force ghosts.
Are you there, God? It's me, Kale.
You hear,
Mark Kenobi, I knew you'd find me here.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. It's another episode of 8-Bit Saga. We finally did it. I finally got it done. I finally figured out quarantine to edit. thank you so much for sticking with us. Well, you know, we know the world right now is crazy as everyone's kind of in lockdown and stuff. And, you know, I originally assumed that when we went into quarantine that I would have all the time in the world to get all the editing done, and that has been not true at all. And so I finally was able to find some time. That's why this episode's a short one. I just wanted to get an episode out, so I just kind of was like, okay, we're going to start here, we're going to end here, boom, we're done. So, but I hope you guys enjoy it. Hopefully we'll get another episode out much quicker than before, now that I've kind of, again, figured things out. So, thank you so much to our patrons for continuing to support us during this time, and we appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Thank you so much. If you want to become a patron, you go to patreon.com/8bitsaga and, you get some cool stuff like an extended edition of this episode and other episodes with a lot of goofs and things that got cut out of the episode. We've also got our webcomic over there and, you know, some other stuff.
just some things. I don't know. My brain's broken right now. I don't really know what all is over there, but there's stuff, I'm sure. What else? If you like what you're listening to, make sure to go check out other shows on the 8-Bit Geek Network. Like, the 8-Bit Geek are like the mothership of the network, I guess. It's the show that started all the shows. So make sure you go check that out over on the 8bitgeek.com. You can also, on our website, you can find links to our Discord where you can come talk to us and be friends with us and make friends with a bunch of other people that are on there talking all day about things like movies and TV and recipes, especially since everyone's in quarantine and everyone's making their own bread. That's going on, you know, a lot of Animal Crossing happening right now. So if you're in Animal Crossing, you know, shoot, man, we got people on there talking about it every day, including myself. We've also got a link to our Threadless store where you can pick up some cool merch like t-shirts and stickers. And of course, you can always go to patreon.com/8bitgeek to become a patron of that show, which supports the entire network, including us. But over there, you've got like the diner. You've got Saga's posted over there too, or supposed to be anyways. I haven't done it in a while because I'm lazy. And extended episodes of the 8-Bit Geek. The Diner is our daily show. We are spending the week of May the 4th talking about Star Wars every episode. We do things like top fives and What's Up Wednesday and Fan Friday, where we answer questions and all that stuff. And it's all Star Wars themed this week. So go check that out. For as little as $5 a month, you get access to all those things. A daily show. I mean, for $5, you get, what is that? I don't even know. At least 25 episodes of The Diner, and then whatever we do for 8-Bit Geek, right? That's a pretty good deal. You can follow us on Facebook at the 8-Bit Geek. You can follow us on Twitter at 8bit_saga, and if you use the 8-Bit Saga hashtag, so hashtag 8-Bit Saga, you'll get a character named after you. There's no one in this episode. This is, again, a short one with a bunch of nameless characters. So thank you to everyone who has tweeted about the show. That is how we get, you know, most of our advertising is word of mouth. So we appreciate it. That's how we grow our listener base, is by people talking about it. So make sure you're talking to people about it. And I don't know about you guys, but I've been listening to a lot of podcasts while in quarantine. So I hope that you guys are recommending the show to your friends while they're like, man, I'm stuck at home. What do? You listen to 8-Bit Saga. That's what you do. Anyway, let's get back to it. I don't think I have much else to say. Thanks to Graham Plowman for the use of his music and the theme that he created for us. We appreciate it so much. It's phenomenal. Let's get back to this. I hope everyone is staying safe and practicing good social distancing. And I know a lot of states are starting to reopen, but take precautions. You know, don't be dumb. Don't be one of those people that's going to show up at a rally or a park or some shit with like 500 other people not wearing masks and stuff. That's dumb. You guys are better than this. Don't be the person that brings the second wave of the coronavirus back and we have to go back into quarantine in 2 months, right? So be smart, be safe. We love you guys. Thank you so much for sticking this out with us. As we, you know, again, kind of figure out what's going on in the world now. The new norm, right? So, let's get back to it. I'm going to shut up now. Bye!
My Kenobi! I knew you'd find me here. I see you brought your friends with you. Such a shame Willie Rowe couldn't make it.
This motherfucker. This
you keep that name out your mouth.
Too soon.
Hail and well met.
Ryla. Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Did you forget about me?
Sorry to leave you on Corban. But, you know, the spirits demanded a sacrifice.
Yeah, the spirits can kiss my ass, Dramatist.
Well, I hope that you're not too angry about it.
Yeah.
He's in my comms.
No, I'm up here.
And you look up at the second floor, and you see him, like, looking down at you guys.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, dum-dum.
Hey, idiot.
Whoa.
Come down.
What?
Come here.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good up here.
Okay. Well, I'm going to force fly to you. Jedi jump.
And don't I try we hate to jump. This guy? Wouldn't I... pull out my guns and shoot him immediately?
Yeah, for real, right? He yeah, killed Thorby.
I try to jump.
Okay.
But it's just a normal jump.
Mm-hmm.
Jedi, jump. You're lucky.
Why you gotta go and be a dick, man? Come on, we had a good thing going. We even let you just chill with the Infinite Shot, and you went and stole it like an asshole? Come on.
Well, I mean, you stole it first. So.
You stole it.
Yeah, we got paid. That was a professional thing.
I'm flying up and immediately drawing my pistols.
Yeah, I'm jetpacking up.
So as you start to take off, you guys notice that all around you, because you guys are in like the center of this room, you see along this whole second floor about 150 dark Jedi step out of the shadows and surround you all.
I lower down and I say, Jedi jump.
I would like to introduce you to my friends. These are my followers.
Hey, are you going to give us like your evil plan dialogue?
Yeah, that's what this is exposition.
Okay. exposition. Here's his evil plan, everybody.
Well, are y'all going to start singing now or what?
Ryla and Marky, you two were some of my last recruits. Some of my worst recruits.
This fucking guy, he's fucked up, y'all. Let's kill this motherfucker.
Yeah. You do see the 150 yeah, other ones around guys. Here.
I could take him out with one tap. On the butt of the lightsaber.
Uh-huh. Hey!
I really want to pull him down.
You can try. Yeah. I don't think that's going to work out well.
We're not ready for this fight. That's why he's getting the opportunity to run.
There's 150 of these motherfuckers. Although they could be a projection.
Do they smell like a projection?
No.
Can we? Smell like
are
they
there's real? 150
You can smell the butts of all 150 of them.
Yo, I smell 150 unique... No 151 unique taints in this room.
Excluding your own.
It's a fun fact. No two taints are the same.
That's true.
They're like snowflakes.
Can we get Jesus Christ.
Give me a perception check real quick.
22.
Okay. 21.
23.
17.
30. Okay. Sawbone notices, because for whatever reason you guys don't, that Dromedus's eyes are kind of glowing red now.
Yeah, his eyes are red.
Kind of like mine?
No, glowing.
Hey, his eyes are glowing red. Not like mine.
Oh, fuck. He's a Terminator, y'all.
Trick of the light.
That could only mean one thing.
That he's full on Dart.
What are y'all talking about down there?
Quiet.
Are you a Terminator?
None of your business. You shut up, you freaking jerk.
Hey, why are your eyes glowing red? Did you eat something?
Yes.
What'd you eat?
The artifact?
The soul of my dead master.
Oh my god, that's
I consumed him to get stronger. In fact, I'm feeling a little peckish right now.
Oh no!
And you guys start to feel a rumbling of the floor, and that metal piece that you saw starts to raise up and starts to like tear through the remainder of the floor and stuff and starts to rise. And as he does that, he raises his hands up and he begins to chant and he says, like, Adu Dumbala, give me the power, I beg of you. And this lightning comes out of his fingertips and goes to all 150 of his followers. And you see, similar to what you saw on Korriban when you found Ryla and the Sith spirits were soaking her life energy, you start to see him do that to all of his followers. And you determine that what's coming out of the ground is a ship as it raises out of the ground and the ramp lowers. And you watch as, like, all, except for 12 of his followers, all drop dead. And his eyes get brighter and he kind of starts to look a little bigger. Ugh. And he looks down and he says,
as you can see, it's time for me to leave.
Easy there, Jim Jones. Come down here.
I have a couple of other spirits to collect before I'm powerful enough to use the Infinite Shot.
Chop. Chop. Detonate. Throw it at his ship.
He's so far away.
But the ship isn't, is it?
Or yeah, it's like right, the ship rising right in front of you.
Damn it. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to sling my whole satchel full of detonite into the engine if I can.
You can try.
32, and can I do it stealthy?
No.
Nah.
No.
What?
So you throw the bag, and it gets pretty close to the ship, and then it stops in midair, and you see it explode, but almost like an implosion. It goes...
Well, that's certainly fucking unique.
Yeah, you just lost your backpack.
Now you gotta buy a new backpack.
Yeah, how much detonite was in that?
A lot.
But, I mean, I have a lot of chips, so we're good.
He continues, he says,
So please don't follow me again, or I will be forced to use the Infinite Shot earlier than planned, and I will kill all of us in whatever planet we happen to be on.
Could we just, like, not do the whole Infinite Shot thing and not fuck up everybody? Like, come on, can't we all just chill?
No.
I'm going to use it. I'm going to kill the Jedi, and I'm going to bring balance to the Force. And he steps onto the ramp of his ship, and so do 10 of the followers.
Oh, and two stay behind. I can do the math.
I can do the math.
And two dark gray Jedi jump down from the second floor, land in front of you guys. So, B, kick us off.
Yes. Don't roll initiative yet.
Oh,
damn it.
What the fuck?
So, yeah, two Jedi jump down. They have their hoods up. They ignite their lightsabers and drop their cloaks. One is wielding a red lightsaber, the other a blue. They have the same face, presumably because they are twins. One of them is wearing a black outfit, the other sort of like a tan and white getup. Now roll initiative.
Okay.
I got a 12. I'm going to be last.
I also rolled a 12.
What's your initiative score?
12.
No, but what is it normally?
Oh, 10.
And then yours is 10 also, so that would then require
a roll off.
Come on, girl.
9.
17.
Okay, so Kale, then Ryla.
Chubrub.
30.
Zamon.
35.
Wow.
Ooh. I rolled a nat 20.
Amake.
26.
All right, first up is Sawbone.
All right, Sawbone's going to jetpack up to that balcony where they were, and then I'm going to take aim, use Deadeye, and put Hunter's Mark on.
Your move would prevent you from taking aim this turn.
Okay, I can do all the other things, though. And so I'm going to go for the guy with the red.
Okay, red lightsaber.
Yeah.
26 to hit.
26. It's a miss.
Okay.
All right, now it's Chubby.
I'm going to try and yeet the lightsaber out of the red one's hand.
With the disarm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
That's a 34.
It is unsuccessful. You yank on it with the Force, and he holds fast.
And then I'm going to hit him with a blue ball.
Okay.
That is a 28.
That doesn't hit.
That's all right. I shoot him the finger.
That's a free
It also
action.
Misses. That's a free
Next up is Mark.
I'm going to throw a thermal detonator in between them.
Ooh.
Oh, you still have some of those?
Yeah.
Okay.
32.
Where do you want to put it?
It will hit both of them, right?
It will, yeah. And if you get it right in between them.
Yeah, I'm going to do right in between them.
Okay. The roll was not good enough to beat their reflex, but they still take half damage.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll damage.
All right. So 15 damage each.
Okay, not bad. The dude with the red lightsaber is going to throw his lightsaber at Chubrub.
Oh?
Since you wanted it so bad, he's going to let you have it.
Oh.
That hits.
Cool. I am going to negate that shit. Or go ahead and roll damage, and then I'll negate.
15 damage.
I negate that for 34.
Okay.
No, bitch.
The saber comes back, right?
Yeah, he pulls it back to himself.
I give him the finger again.
His brother doesn't appreciate that, so...
I gave him the other one.
Oh!
You did say it was a free action.
He extends his hand, and you feel the Force around you.
Oh, shit.
He's going to move object on your bitch ass.
Bring it, bitch.
My will is a 28.
Yes, so he beats that.
Rebuke.
Yeah, figured you would try.
36.
Okay, you actually managed to rebuke it.
Is it?
You do not turn it against
it's
him.
It's fine.
Though.
No, bitch.
I like wave my finger at him and stick it back at him.
All right.
There's two of you motherfuckers and you're coming at the littlest guy in the room? Come on.
Next up is Kale D-Bag.
It's me. I'm going to toss the thermal detonator at the blue boy.
Dude, you can hit him
okay.
Right. Middle.
I'm going to, yeah, I'm tossing it just to the right of him. So it's in the middle of both of those.
Okay.
Idiots.
Yeah.
25 to throw that bad boy.
Okay. Yeah, you put it exactly where you want it. It doesn't beat their reflex, but they will still take half damage.
14 damage to those idiot Jedis.
And it's Ryla's turn.
He did damage, right?
He did. He did a little bit of damage, yeah.
Well, in that case, I'm going to go for a battle strike.
Yeah, you should charge.
Okay.
And charge and battle strike
I
this
guess
bitch.
Just the blue guy ahead of me. 28 to hit.
He just sort of like sidesteps it. Yeah, for real, for real.
Oh, damn.
Next up is indeed Sawbone.
All right. Now that I'm up there, I can take aim. So
yeah,
I'm
going to
take aim, use Deadeye, and try to apply Hunter's Mark to the guy with the red one again.
Okay.
No.
Even with the plus, it is only a 16.
Bummer. Lucky for you, that's just a failure in this game. So you miss. Next up is Chubrub.
I'm gonna whip another blue ball at all red saber. 41 to hit.
I want to see that miss, Brendan.
Well, good, because it does miss. Damn it. No, I'm just fucking with you. What did you? What was that for?
A blue ball.
A blue ball.
He can technically deflect it if he wants. It's a ranged attack.
He didn't, but but it's something that he could have did.
He takes 18 points of damage from a blue ball.
Okay.
And then I am going to... I'm going to try and grip him, I guess. I used a force point, and it was still only a 33.
So the one with the blue lightsaber, as you are trying to grip the one with the red lightsaber, just shoots his hand out towards his brother and just sort of deflects that force power away from him.
Oh, come on, guys. We're just playing fucking patty cake over here.
Next up is Marky.
I'm going to stroll on up to one of them here.
The one with the blue lightsaber or the one with the red lightsaber?
Yeah, I'm going to team up.
All right, what are you doing, Jer?
I'm going to power attack the shit out of him. It's a 24.
That is a miss.
Yeah, I figured.
Sorry, bud.
It's okay. Things like that happen.
They do happen. Next up is the red saber. And he's going to run up on you, Marky.
No, he's not.
Oh, he is.
But I'm going to block him.
You could try. He hits you.
That is going to be a 26 to block.
That's told not you. Sufficient.
Told you.
Nailed not it. Sufficient.
Sorry, bud. Take 19 points of damage. Next up is the blue lightsaber. Oh, yes, this will hit all of you. The blue lightsaber wielder takes a deep breath and screams right in Ryla and Marky's face. The scream is empowered by the Force. Everyone within 12 squares.
Rebuke.
That's all of you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's see it.
Can I rebuke?
32, Brendan.
That does not rebuke it. You can try it.
I got a 33 rebuke.
That's also not good enough.
Oh, fuck off.
You all take 17 damage, and your damage threshold is lowered by 5 until the end of your next turn. Next up is my baby boy, Kale.
I'm going to shoot both my blasters.
Okay.
Both at the red guy this time, just because he's attacking my mark.
Oh, okay.
My sweet mark.
Your sweet baby mark.
My sweet baby boy.
29 for the first roll, 24 for the second roll. Sucks, right?
Both missed. I'm sorry, bud. Ryla, it's your turn.
I'm going to go ahead and separate my whip and saber. I'll use a battle strike, and I'll try to hit with both. 26 and 21.
No, and no. Yeah. Sorry. All right, back up to the top with Sawbone.
I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and try and put Hunter's Mark on the red guy again.
Figured you'd try.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Roll good.
32.
32. Which one?
To the red guy.
Oh, to the red guy. That's a miss. Daniel, your turn.
Chubrub is going to kind of wiggle his ears and shake his head and like take a deep breath. And then he's going to go for an old classic and try and move object on the red guy.
Okay.
37 move object.
On red?
Red guy.
Okay. His brother attempts to stop you from doing this, but he fails.
Cool.
So you...
I'm going to slam him into him for 10d6 points
thought,
of damage.
That's what I thought you were going to do.
40 points of damage to both of them.
Jesus fucking Christ.
There you go. There it is.
That's how we do it.
There, guys. I did a thing. I'm not completely useless.
Great job.
Thank you. I'll be expecting bacon later.
Next up. Good luck following that, Marky.
I will do a monster attack with a powering...
Battle strike.
tower of the
battle strike.
Battle strike.
So you're going to do a power attack, battle strike...
36 to
oh,
hit.
Oh, shit.
Fuck him up.
Yeah, that's a hit.
44 damage.
Holy shit.
Get him, Jer.
So he is on the ground after being just slammed into by his brother, and he like tries to sit up, and he raises his hand to maybe try and block your lightsaber. You just slice right through his hand, and just your lightsaber just cuts his face in half.
Nice.
And he's done.
Still alive.
No, he's dead.
The red or the blue?
The blue. This is a partial decapitation. Dude is dead.
I look over at Ryla and I wink. But I don't wink. I just say wink.
Acting.
Wink, wink, wink.
Next up is... Oh, it's the red lightsaber guy.
Stand up and get put the fuck back down.
Seeing his brother murdered in front of him.
Gives him a minus 15.
Gives him a fiery rage.
No.
From the ground, he is going to give a loud roar and then pound his fist to the ground. As he does this, he releases a wave of force energy. So he repulses the two people standing near him. Now, I'm going to need Marky and Ryla to give me a strength check.
29.
28.
Okay. You get pushed back 4 squares each.
We just do like a cool slide back.
Yeah, you just basically just like slide backwards, just resisting it. And then he's going to stand up. Or more accurately, he's going to kip up. It's your turn, though,
Caleb. I knew it. They just scooched in front of me, so I'm going to get really mad and make fun of his roar.
See what you sound like, idiot?
Can I jetpack up a little bit? Or is that
you
gonna,
can if you
yeah,
want.
I'm going to
yeah.
jetpack up a little bit. I'm gonna blast him twice.
Blast him.
I'm going to use a force point.
Oh, yeah.
Blast him makes me feel good.
That's a 33 for the first one.
For the first one?
Mm-hmm.
That hits.
32 for the second one.
32 will also hit.
Shock.
Pew, pew.
That is a 27 for the first one.
Nice.
Yeah. 17 for the second hit.
Oh, shit. Okay. So here's how this goes. The dude is pissed off, his tears streaming down his face. You blast on him once and he swings his lightsaber but misses horribly. And that first shot catches him in the shoulder, and then the second shot fired, he does a backhand swing but misses it as well. This one catches him right in the center of his chest, and looking pained and confused, he falls to his knees and then dies.
You think your twin felt that one, bitch?
That was a good fight.
Trebrub's going to walk up to the body of the red one and do reenact that scene from the end of the first Avengers with Hulk and Loki, and just use the force and slam his body around on the ground a couple of times.
God.
Well, unlike the Avengers movie, the body is not the body of a demigod, and it explodes everywhere.
It just squishes.
After about the fourth hit, it just starts to fall apart.
I'm going to fish his lightsaber out of his soup and lick it clean and put it in my pocket and pick up a blue saber and put that in my pocket too.
The red saber is a great saber. The blue saber is just a standard lightsaber.
Can I do a perception check and try to get clues to who these guys were?
They were clearly gray Jedi. If you want to see if you can dig deeper, you can do that.
I hand Ryla the blue Jedi's wallet.
Okay.
He's got his ID. His name was Tim. His brother's name was Jim.
Oh, sweet.
So you guys are pretty much done with this temple, so let's figure out what we're going to do and do it in the next episode.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.